So I'm here with Joe Bright. I'd like to just talk to you about what you feel about this fair being here and also your actual presence here.
Well, I'm here with two galleries. I work with galleries in Germany. I don't work with any galleries in London. I live in London, though. I feel that I'm kind of seeing the results of the last 10 years of work. Like, this is a new stage. It's a more kind of Blairite stage, perhaps, in the development of art activity in London. Well, I think it's a lot about dragging a huge amount of capital into London and concentrating it here. So for me as an individual artist, watching that happen, I can't get an overview of that. I'm kind of in that. I know what art fairs are, basically. I've been at art fairs that have been begun with a very different premise to this one. The Armory was begun by a group of dealers, for example. This is done by an art magazine, which, of course, begs the question if there's a core of art criticism missing that makes it possible for an art magazine to take it on board themselves to represent the key, crucial, elite, best 112 galleries in the world. So at the moment, I think they're certainly trying to make a point about exclusivity, and I have a feeling that they would probably like it to be even more exclusive than it actually is. And I was talking to a dealer today who doesn't have a stand here, and she pointed out how it made a difference to her that artists were represented in the yearbook instead of galleries. So we have all kinds of levels of representation switching around here. It's probably going to make things a lot more stupid here for a longer time now that this has happened.